I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
It's 4:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here. Sunshine at 65 degrees. KSL's top story. Cover those plants and veggies tonight. Cold temperatures mean some parts of Utah could see a hard freeze. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz has details.
Cache Valley, southwest Utah, Bear Lake, the San Pete Valley, and the Wasatch Back are all areas that could see a hard freeze tonight.
Which means temperatures at or below 28 degrees, which will normally kill all vegetation that's sensitive to temperature.
Christine Cruz with the National Weather Service of Salt Lake says areas like north of Ogden and southern Utah County along the Wasatch Front should also be concerned about frost.
We can get areas of frost with warmer temperatures, up to sometimes as high as 36 degrees.
But she says this is just a short period of cold and we should warm back up by Wednesday. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Good news. Utahns have been cutting down on water use in response to the drought. Linda Towns with the Jordan Valley Water District says customers have used 31% less water compared to this time last year.
People in Utah typically want to do the right thing. They want to be part of the team and make a difference. And I think we live in a place that has recurring droughts. And so it's something that people are aware of and they want to help however they can. I'm going to put it on them as they're responsive and they are great.
Town says it's difficult to predict if this winter is going to bring more snowpack and help pull the state out of its drought. And the water woes don't end as we head into fall and winter. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt explains.
We are just entering the fall season this month, and winter isn't too far off. But does that mean the drought's over?
No, the drought is definitely not over.
That's KSL meteorologist Kevin Eubank. He says the drought is so not over, even a rain-filled fall and snow-heavy winter won't do the trick.
So you can get precipitation that gets back up to normal, but that doesn't replenish the reservoirs, the groundwater, all the supply that we actually draw from.
The U.S. Drought Monitor shows nearly 21% of Utah is still in exceptional drought, the worst category, and 88% is an extreme drought, the second worst. All of that said, a few months of favorable weather will help, and Kevin's optimistic.
I really do think we're going to get a good fall, followed by a good winter, and followed by a good spring. I think we'll get at least average to slightly above average. And if that happens, we can get by.
But that won't bust the drought. Generally speaking, Kevin says it takes just as long to get out of a drought as it does to get in one, so that could mean years. Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
Meantime, tonight, don't forget to look up. The harvest moon will hang in the sky after 7:48 p.m. KSL News Time, 4:33. The FBI has finished its search of Brian Laundrie's family home. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, federal agents executed a search warrant early this morning and spent the day going through the home and a van outside. Among the items seized was a Ford Mustang that was towed away. Yellow crime tape now surrounds the home, and police have labeled it a crime scene, which means Brian Laundrie's parents will no longer be able to stay there. Meantime, Laundrie's whereabouts are still unknown. Police say they've exhausted their search of a nature preserve. Another search in Mobile, Alabama, also coming up empty after police there were told that he had been seen there. In Newport News, Virginia, two 17-year-olds were shot inside Heritage High School this morning, forcing a mass evacuation of staff and students.
I was passing the first hall, and I just heard a really loud bang, and I was looking around like, what's happening? And everyone just started running and pushing me over.
The two gunshot victims, a boy and a girl, both suffered non-life-threatening injuries. The suspect is now in custody. COVID-19 boosters were approved for those 65 and older and the immunocompromised just last week. Dr. Ashish Jha, dean of Brown University School of Public Health, says the next round of those shots can come any day.
My expectation is boosters could begin as early as Friday or probably more realistically early next week.
Meantime, COVID-19 has now killed more people in the U.S. than the Spanish flu did in 1918. Johns Hopkins, which is keeping track of the death toll, says the country has now surpassed 675,000 deaths from the virus. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
A Texas doctor is now being sued after he admitted to performing an abortion illegal under Texas' new abortion law. That law allows private citizens to sue anyone who performs an abortion after the sixth week of pregnancy. Dr. Alan Braid says he acted because his patient has a fundamental right to receive this care. Earlier today, the Supreme Court agreed to hear a challenge to the Mississippi abortion law. It could overturn Roe v. Wade. KSL News Time 4:35. Children between 5 and 11 years old could get their COVID vaccine come Halloween. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards explains how this works out.
The state health department says they will be ready to distribute the doses to ages 5 to 11. They're waiting, like everyone else, for the go-ahead and the recommendations and authorizations. An Intermountain Healthcare doctor told KSL's David Ujanovic show she sees this approval process moving through the next month or so until around the end of October and beginning of November.
Pfizer claims that its shot is safe now, and it has the data to prove it for ages 5 through 11. Our COVID numbers in Utah today, the health department says we had 3,400 new cases since Friday. There are 17 new deaths. School-aged children account for 652 of the newly announced cases, and we have 577 people hospitalized with COVID. KSL News Time 4:36. How about a quick check on traffic? Len Thomas, what's going on?
Well, Jeff, on your way with good pacing, but slow in Davis County, northbound I-15, Layton to Clearfield. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.